Let's do it.
Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
It is Cavs HQ. Welcome aboard for this week's show on the radio side of the Cavaliers Radio Network, simulcast on Fox Sports Ohio for our folks on the TV side. You're like a mile away.
Yes, and I need to file a complaint right off the boat.
Okay, go right
in. You know, it's enough that we're not included in the open of the game, and now they took a highlight from the open of Cavs HQ. Come on, QTV.
We're not close to each other. We're on opposite ends of the table. I think we should tell the folks at home why we are.
Yes.
Because last show, your head, may call it an oversized head. Your head was blocking the tail on the cue behind us. The tail on the cue.
Oh, the tail, yes.
Which made it
spell something else.
Right, which made it spell something that.
Yeah, and for those listening to us on WTAM on the radio, we have a sign, a screen in the back that says Cavs HQ.
Right, presented by AT&T. It's nice. It's actually beautiful. Our backdrops. Yeah, it's fantastic. But Rafa's head was blocking the tail on the cue, and it
turned it into something different. They separate us.
Happy holidays, everybody. Great to have you aboard. You had a busy and a fun weekend, huh?
Yes, December has been really long.
Yeah.
But fun.
A grind for you. Yes. Cavs at home Friday against Milwaukee. Saturday, you're in Denver.
Denver in the morning.
And what a game that was. 17-16. They get the win back for the Sunday matinee against Philadelphia on Sunday.
But that night in Denver was special, especially because for the first time this season, I saw the Browns fans show up on the road.
Oh, nice.
You usually don't, you know, I haven't really seen that before, maybe because it was a national TV and they all stay for the NFL Network postgame show.
Right.
And you could
hear the
chant. And obviously, you know, the victory for the Browns. Yes, there's still a chance, but probably not a good chance to make the playoffs. But for the Browns, I think that game against Denver, not only was the playoff, John, but I think from what I have been able to witness, it was the turnaround, I think. They finally have been able to turn that page around because it was a significant win, especially not playing well, making mistakes, and still being able to pull out the win on the road.
That's my take, I mean, to fans. Don't let the fact that they're not going to make the playoffs ruin the season.
No.
I mean, and that goes into my next question to you. You, as a broadcaster for the Cavs, since arriving in Cleveland, you've, you know, had a number of different experiences, but you've been to the mountaintop as a broadcaster for the Cavs. Four straight trips to the finals, championship in 2016. You're now in the midst of calling. I mean, this is one of the greatest turnarounds. This is fantastic. I mean, it couldn't have gotten any worse, obviously, over the last two seasons in terms of the record. This team's now at 6-7-1. You go into Denver, in a tough place to play. This whole season has been fantastic. Baker Mayfield, you look at the other quarterbacks who were available and all, you know, the big decisions, and that was talked about for months and months and months. Obviously, Baker, to me, head and shoulders in front of anybody else that you can name in that rookie class, and it's just been an unbelievable season. You've seen it now on a lot of different sides. How's that ride been for you?
It has been amazing. You
in
know,
terms of the fans, I guess. In terms of seeing the fans is what I'm
with my years in the NFL calling the national game,
right.
I witnessed great victories, but I never really was invested in the way I was with the Cavs since arriving here in 2014. And obviously, you know, the four trips straight to the finals, and it's not even natural, but I finally won a championship with a team that I felt
you're part of the team.
Right, I belong.
Right,
I've seen the guys work in and out. But with the Browns, first season, to me, what stands out the most is, and you were there with me at the booth for the Browns in Espanol, was that game against the Jets when Baker came in, when Tyrod Taylor got hurt. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the stands knew the moment was happening.
Right.
It was the turnaround. It was Baker Mayfield making his appearance, leading the Browns to a victory on national TV, and then it just started building from there. And I have to tell you, Browns fans are amazing.
Yeah.
They make that stadium feel like it is the most special place in the world. I know they call it names. I know the past. But I think they have to concentrate on now or what's to come here with the bunch of young guys that the Browns have. It is just amazing to witness, and I can't wait for that game against Cincinnati on December 23rd.
I just got the chills when you're talking about that game. Being a part of that was special. Yep. That Jets game when he came in and that place and the way it reacted.
The way he ended the first half.
It's interesting. Joe G, who we're going to see in the second half of the show, has always said something interesting. He said over the last couple of seasons, people went to those games expecting to lose, and that's natural. I mean, of course. I mean, the 1-31 over the last two seasons, it doesn't feel that way anymore. You know, the tailgating and the, you know, as they get people get ready for the games, it's just a different feel, isn't it?
Yes, and people get excited about the fact you're not going to win every game.
Of course, right? But you're not going there expecting to be disappointed.
You're going in on December 23rd. Remember, 2 years ago, that was the only victory Browns had in two
seasons.
Against the Chargers. Yeah. So now they're going into First Energy Stadium knowing that the guys are going to compete, knowing that they're going to be in the game and that they have a good chance of winning the game. So it is amazing to see, and I think it's great for the city. It's great for the fans, who I think were voted the best crowd in sports worldwide, the Browns fans.
For what?
There was a poll about, you know, the best fan base, and the Cleveland Browns fans were voted the most. I guess they included loyalty, they included the way they get into the game and everything. And they're right. The fans at First Energy Stadium, not only they're in the game, they stay and they fight with the guys. And you know, Baker Mayfield called them out to see that I'm expecting for a packed house.
Oh, did he?
Against Cincinnati.
Well, he'll get it. I mean, you don't have to worry about that. You definitely don't have to worry about that. I think that's my point, though. They're not going to make the playoffs, but they're playing meaningful football in December. So don't let the fact that they're not making the playoffs ruin your season or spoil anything. This has been certainly something special. All right, we have a great show.
Yes.
Trade a couple of weeks ago made with Milwaukee, 3-way deal. Also, the Wizards were involved. Sam Decker and George Hill depart, but the Cavaliers bring in from Milwaukee Matt Dellavedova and John Henson. Everybody knows Deli is here.
Yes.
But John Henson has had a nice career with Milwaukee, had the wrist injury, so it's going to be a couple more months before he gets on the floor, but I had a chance to catch up with him at Cleveland Clinic Courts.
And I think this is another guy that's coming in who is a good guy. From everybody you talk
good
to
human.
about John Henson, everybody says the same thing. He's a good teammate. He's a good guy. And we've seen him play. We know how much he can just make a mess in there with how long he is and his shooting and his athleticism. So I can't wait to see him get put on the one and goal.
It was nice to catch up with him, and you'll see that and hear that straight ahead right here on Cavs HQ.
Get ready for WWE Fastlane, the final pay-per-view before WrestleMania. Back Sunday, March 10th at Quicken Loans Arena. AJ Styles challenges Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship. Dean Ambrose faces off with Seth Rollins for the Intercontinental Championship. Becky Lynch defends the SmackDown Women's Championship against Charlotte Flair. Woo! And more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and theqarena.com.
Hi, son. You're on speaker. Just got back from the park. Guess I'm getting used to civilian life. Mom's here, too.
Hi, honey. Just making dinner. Your sister's into this gluten-free thing. Am I boring you, dear?
It's just good to hear your voice, Mom.
A call from home takes you home. AT&T proudly offers wireless and TV discounts to military veterans and their families. Get started in-store or visit att.com/military savings for details. Coverage not available everywhere. Exclusions, eligibility, and other restrictions apply.
Celebrate the holiday season with Cavs basketball at the Q.
Goes baseline as Clarkson. Circus shot, he scores! Oh, what a move by Clarkson!
The Cavs take on the Chicago Bulls on Sunday, December 23rd. Tip-off is at 6. All fans will receive a Channing Frye Fathead presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Direct traffic goes to the basket, puts it up. Oh, blocked by Tristan Thompson!
Great seats are still available, so act now. Get your tickets today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Millions of fans have made this show their rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, presented by Hallmark Channel. December 30th, two shows, 3 and 8 p.m. at Quicken Loans Arena. Reserve seats on sale now to QArena.com and LiveNation.com. Minutemen HR welcome Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Ghosts of Christmas Eve.
Welcome back to Cavs HQ alongside Rafa Hernandez Brito, the Spanish voice of the Cavs and the Cleveland Browns. I am merely John Michael. Great to have you with us. We were discussing on the other side of the break the trade with Milwaukee that brought Matt Dellavedova and John Henson to the Cavaliers. John's in his seventh season. Last year, 69 starts in 76 games, so not just a regular but a starter for a good Milwaukee Bucks team. Had the wrist surgery in late November, and Cavs patiently wait for John to get back on the floor.
They say it's going to be after the All-Star break that John Henson will be available. And again, from memory, from watching the games that we had against the Bucks the last 4 years, it's always his athleticism. I remember when he was with Jabari Parker, that team was so long.
Good,
and they always gave us issues. So you got a chance to sit down with him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because I'm a Duke fan that I wasn't invited to talk to the
you
Tar
were not.
Heel.
You were not.
But then again.
No, there were a lot of reasons. That wasn't the reason.
That wasn't the reason. Okay.
There were a number of reasons.
Your chat with John Henson at CCC. I actually never been invited to the theater.
You know what? Actually, let's set that up a little bit because it was in the theater. It's the film room.
I never been invited there either.
Where they watched film, and it's cool. I mean, they have Lazy Boys in there, and it's spread out, and that's the theater seating. It's like a super theater, and that's where they.
Here's a chat between a Fighting Irish and a Tar Heel, John Michael and John Henson.
How has the last few days been for you? I mean, the trade gets made, and obviously it's a whirlwind.
Yeah.
What's it been like for you?
Whirlwind is the perfect word. Yeah. Just kind of figuring out where to live and kind of where to eat and, kind of the lay of the land. But, credit to the Cavs organization. They've kind of made me feel at home and made the transition a little easier.
So what did Deli tell you about Cleveland?
Good food spots. Good food spots.
What did he recommend?
He recommended a Mexican spot. I don't know the name of it.
Yeah.
There's a breakfast spot called Restore, maybe downtown.
Yep.
That's his spot.
Is it, right?
That's his spot. So, I'm working on that. I asked K-Love today, like, hey, man, shoot me some restaurants.
Right.
So I'm figuring it out.
Has it made it any easier that when you get traded like that, that you come with a player that you've been with over the last couple of years, like Deli?
It's familiar faces, with LD, Deli,
right.
Even Josh Brockheimer is a video guy.
Sure.
He was in Milwaukee last year. So, it's cool to have familiar faces. Makes it a little easier.
So LD coached you your second season in Milwaukee. You were there for 6+ seasons. What's your relationship like with him, and what was that first conversation like?
It was cool, man. We're familiar with each other, obviously. He's a great dude, great man, respectful man, demands the best out of his players. I'm excited to kind of be coached by him and, to get back on the court.
So what is that like for you, John? You spent your first 6+ seasons with the same team. Mm-hmm. You were with the Bucks. You've been around the block. Mm-hmm. You know the payroll situations and salaries and everything else. But when you get that call, what goes through your mind?
It was just, I knew when the GM called me, I'm like, uh-oh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a guy the GM calls often, what I'm saying? So to ask about stuff. So I figured something was coming along, it just had to be Cleveland. I think it's a good opportunity for me. Obviously, being in Milwaukee the year before, I had kind of started and Brooke came in and kind of shored up that part of the deal. So I'm happy the young guys over there got opportunity because, those are my friends, and I'm happy to kind of be somewhere else.
Now, we've seen you, of course, in the Central Division over the last 6+ seasons, and we've seen you protect the paint.
Yeah,
and I think that's that's something Cavalier fans are excited about. Two-time ACC Defensive Player of the Year.
Yep.
Seems like you relish that side of the floor. Is that right?
Yeah. That's kind of part of my MO in this league, and protecting paint, blocking shots, and, being around the rim. And, you know, here, you know, I believe it's going to be a role that I'll need to continue on and a need maybe for this team. And I'm excited to kind of be part of that.
Now, my partner is Cavalier legend Jim Jones. Mm-hmm. And literally, John, every time we're on the air, we play the Bucks, yeah. He says, Henson beats us with that jump hook, beats us with that jump hook all the time. Seems to be your pet shot.
Yeah, yep. The jump hook is my shot, man, the left hook. You know, now that our left hand is gone, the right hand is going to have to be get some work. So, you know, hopefully I can get that right to the same nose as the left and come back good.
Did that develop with the Tar Heels or once you came to the NBA?
I think it developed with the Tar Heels. We used to work out every day, and, you know, Coach Williams would always say, hey, counter move, you know, go-to move and a counter move.
Right.
And the go-to was the left.
Yeah.
The counter was like the face up, or when I would go left, I would come to the right, you know, kind of do that type of thing, turn around jumper. So, you know, that's kind of where I honed it.
You bring up an interesting, you know, thing that we've seen in the NBA over the last couple of seasons. You played with Coach Williams for 3 seasons. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of guys nowadays, especially the lottery picks, one and done. Mm-hmm. Do you feel, I mean, a lot of people, old-timers mostly say, the footwork's not there, the fundamentals aren't there like they used to be. Do you play, I mean, you're, you know, in your 7th season. Do you feel that same way or?
You know, I'll say, you know, every player's different. Mm-hmm. You know, every guy's different in especially now the money's up. If you're going to be a top 5, top 10 pick, I don't care.
Sure.
What's going on? You need to go.
You're going.
You need to go.
Right.
So, but, you know, for me, I don't think if I didn't play 3 years in North Carolina, I don't know if I would be in the league still in this position because I had so many new coaches, mm-hmm. so many adjustments,
sure.
and me learning how to play the game, me learning how to adapt, me going through adversity before I got here, it helped me deal with it here. And, you know, now I'm here today in my 7th year, so, you know, I definitely think going to college longer is good, but if you're not going to go, why do a one and done?
Right,
just
right.
Kind of let them do their thing.
Now, you come from an athletic family. Mm-hmm. Your dad played for Norfolk State, Now, your sister, this is what I find interesting.
Yeah.
While you were at North Carolina, your sister Amber played for Duke, right?
She played for Duke. She was friends with Rodney Hood's sister. I mean, not sister, wife.
Okay.
Yeah, your wife. So, like, you know, that's kind of, you know, familiarity, a little thing
right
there. So I'm sure I'll see her at some point in time. And, you know, so I'm a little bit of a Duke women's basketball fan.
I see.
Other than that, the other side.
How did that work with the family? I mean, obviously your family.
My family is North Carolina fans. They just had to cheer for Duke for 4 years.
Oh, is that right?
4 years.
That's what you say? Or if she was sitting there, she'd say, they're Duke fans. And they just have to
say she might say the North Carolina fans too, but she won't be as, you know, demonstrative about it.
Last question for you. Your thoughts. I mean, you have to wait a couple months here with this wrist, but what's your approach right now in terms of trying to get yourself back on the floor, and what's your approach now that you're a Cleveland Cavalier?
Just getting healthy, man. Getting healthy so I can contribute. I talked to Kobe the other day, and he's like, man, even if you can squeeze in a couple games at the end of the year, man, just to get out there and mm-hmm. get a feel for it, be good. And, you know, it's going to be a while, but, you know, it's just kind of part of the process. You know, I think part of the trade was me being hurt, and, you know, I'll have time to get healthy and, you know, they don't necessarily need anybody right now. Well, Tristan's hurt, so maybe they did.
Yeah,
you know, but,
three centers on
the
shelf
right. So, but, you know, that's life, man. I was blessed to play somewhere for 7 years. It doesn't happen often, so I'm happy to be here.
Well, John Henson, great to catch up.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
Welcome
it.
Aboard.
Yes, sir.
More Cavs HQ right after this.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack.
Thompson ahead to Sexton. Sexton to the basket. He hammers it home.
Get 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket.
Pivot steals back to Osmond for a 3. Jetty knocks it down.
Get your Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack today at Cavs.com/offers. 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket. Let's go Cavs.
come on. We're going to be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I got to find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/ebill to get started.
Thinking about buying a mattress online? Don't be fooled. Not every mattress is the same. One size doesn't fit all. Before you shop online, before you make a mistake, shop LeVins. Our sleep specialists will assist you in finding the perfect mattress that fits your comfort and your budget. As the leading mattress retailer, we carry all the top name brands at the lowest prices guaranteed. Shop our freestanding mattress stores or inside a LeVin furniture showroom today.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
We are back here on Cavs HQ. Nice to catch up with John Henson.
Like him. I'll overlook the North Carolina thing.
I love how you just find allegiances to hold against people. I thought you were a Michigan guy.
No, I picked them to win that year. Remember, that's why they won. Oh, I picked them on Cavs HQ.
That's why they won.
That's why they won.
I see. Of course, Matt Dellavedova comes over in the deal as well. Now, in four games, Matt Dellavedova nearly played as many minutes for the Cavs as he had all season long with Milwaukee. Now, he's been nagged by a number of injuries over the last couple of seasons, but I like your theory about Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer.
You and I were sitting in practice, and we were looking at the numbers, and I said he must have been hurt. He missed one game due to illness, and obviously we know about their depth with Bledsoe and Brogdon, but I believe, and there must be some kind of conspiracy here, like I wonder if Dell is still paying for what he did to the Hawks that year when they were the number one seed.
Yeah.
And obviously Korver and Horford ended up out of games and out of the series. And obviously he was – Dell, which is what he is now, the heart of the bench, the heart of the second unit, and the team. Don't forget that he had the year before that against Chicago when with Kyrie down, Dell's the one that really stepped up, and he was dehydrated on the finals and all that. So I think there got to be something to there, John, that Mike Budenholzer is still
it's funny,
a little
but
angry.
There's no way. Dell was so good in that series, wasn't he, too? Oh, I was so
Atlanta's
good.
Atlanta's worst nightmare.
Atlanta won 60 games that season, four All-Stars in their starting lineup, Jeff Teague, Kyle Korver.
All five of them went to the All-Star game.
Al Horford, Paul Millsap. DeMar Carroll was the lone one who didn't.
And you know why I think there was something there? Because even our friend Joe Gabriel, had a little problem because of what Dele was doing on the court.
He did have a little bit of an altercation. Al Horford on the television side, we're seeing that he responded to Dellavedova's hustle, and he snapped back at Dellavedova, elbowed him in the head, fell on his head, and got ejected.
It happened right there, right in front of your microphone. Our table here at the set is made out of the championship court that you can still buy, obviously, on cavs.com/shop. So we have the championship court right there what Horford elbowed Matthew Dellavedova. Right where your computer is what Draymond Green kind of attacked LeBron's manhood. Mm-hmm. And then a little bit to the corner is what Curry was standing where he threw the mouthpiece
into the stand. Couple of ejections.
A lot of things have happened on this court, and those are just the ones that we can think of.
Yeah, and that it still makes me laugh. Mike Budenholzer, of course, head coach for the Hawks, the last handful of seasons, couldn't get past the Cavs three straight times. Matt Dellavedova, a big part of that. Great to have Deli aboard. I mean, geez, the crowd reaction has been spectacular, hasn't it?
I think it's just unbelievable. And again, I always talk about everybody. You know how social media always opens up a space and gives a voice to people that most of the time don't have anything good to say? Well, I was happy, and I posted a video of Deli coming back to the locker room in Chicago after we won the series and advanced to that Atlanta series.
That was great.
And a lot of people commented like, oh, my God, you're acting like LeBron came back. I'm like, no, I am happy because we are getting a really good human that plays hard.
Right. And to me, not even that. I mean, that I completely agree with you. Yeah, we're getting a good guy back in the organization. But the Cavs need
somebody like that. Colin Sexton is going to benefit from. And you know what else, though?
That was the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, he wants to be in Cleveland.
Deli, yeah.
Yeah.
He's getting playing time.
That has to mean a lot to everybody.
In four games, he scored more points than he had the previous rest of the season.
In double figures.
For Milwaukee. He's been terrific. And that, you know, that second unit, I think his, you know, the combination with Jordan Clarkson's been a good one.
Nance plays well with him, too.
I agree. That second unit just seems more organized. And that's before you talk about the hustle and the impact on the defensive end and everything
else. And Tristan Thompson said, you know, now that I'm injured, you can actually take all the Deli lobs. But when I come back, you know, I come back, they're all for me.
Those two had really started clicking right before Deli moved on to Milwaukee. It's certainly great to have Deli back in the fold. Certainly I'm great to have John Henson here as well. We're going to step away. More Cavs HQ presented by AT&T right after this.
Hi, son. You're on speaker. Just got back from the park. Guess I'm getting used to civilian life. Mom's here, too.
Hi, honey. Just making dinner. Your sister's into this gluten-free thing. Am I boring you, dear?
It's just good to hear your voice, Mom.
A call from home takes you home. AT&T proudly offers wireless and TV discounts to military veterans and their families. Get started in store or visit att.com/military savings for details. Coverage not available everywhere. Exclusions, eligibility, and other restrictions apply.
What doesn't kill you makes you strong.
Grammy Award-winning global superstar Kelly Clarkson. The Meaning of Life Tour. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Kelly Clarkson, with very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini, and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Get tickets now at AXS.com.
Piece by piece, he collected me.
25 million albums sold worldwide. Now's your chance to see Kelly Clarkson. Very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Check more at kellyclarkson.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession deals, there's something for everyone at the Cleveland Monsters game.
Get to the queue on Saturday, December 22nd for the Monsters Holiday Hockey Game as the first 10,000 fans will receive a special Monsters Goal Light ornament.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
Last week, the season of giving continued as the Cavs participated in one of my favorite player events of the year, The Cavs' annual holiday hospital visit at Cleveland Clinic Children's as the Cavs surprised young patients, spreading holiday cheer. They posed for photos, signed autographs, and delivered one-of-a-kind Cavs gifts. The smiles on the faces of the children and the players indicated that this will be a day to remember this holiday season. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with more Cavs HQ. Happy holidays as we welcome you back to the second half of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. John Rafa and now a regular on Cavs HQ.
She couldn't finish the holidays without coming to Cavs HQ.
Of course, she's now a regular. Kaylee's Corner.
Yes.
That's what we're going to be calling it as we roll along.
Great. I love it.
Do you like
it?
I like that too. It has a nice
really
little ring
to it. Rolls off
the tongue. I know. Yeah. It's good stuff. In the last segment, we just talked about the hospital visit.
Yes.
Fantastic stuff. You were there. You got to see everything. That one always touches my heart, obviously, because of the kids and, you know, what it means to see the players in the building. You got to be there. What was that like?
It was a really cool event. Kobe Altman actually said that it's the best event that the team does all season. Mm-hmm. There's just something about, especially this time of the year, the holiday season, being able to get to see these families and the kids and interact with them.
Right.
And Kevin Love dressed up as Buddy the Elf, which no one had any idea
that,
he
right?
was doing it. So it was awesome to see him do that. And just the way the players interact, you can see them embrace the opportunity, and they love to give back to the community as well. So when they have the opportunity to do so, it's amazing.
You know, we get to see these guys as human beings. I always say that if you take away the skill they possess, which is obviously a big part of what fans see, which is the ability to play basketball at that level, after that, they're normal human beings. But when you see them in those situations, it's hard, especially for you, I would imagine, as a reporter, as a fan, but also as a human being, to see not only the impact these people have on these kids, but they also the way the kids impact our guys.
Right. I think that's what makes our job special is that, you know, we're around these players all the time, so we get to know them as people. And people, I think fans forget that. Mm-hmm. So when we're interacting with them, we know how they are as people. And to see them in this situation was so amazing. The kids obviously love to see them. The families there, the doctors and nurses as well, interacting with them. I know Kevin Love was giving out his bobblehead too, so of course he was eating that up. But there was a little girl who was confused by the bobblehead, and he left. And then he was walking back, and she was playing with it, and of course he has to get his phone out because she was confused as to what it was at first and then was loving it. It's actually that little girl right there. So it was a really cool event, really special, and just really nice to see the guys in that situation.
And the best part about it is, and this is not because obviously we work with them and we work with the Cavs, but it is natural. It is not something
right.
that they are doing.
They want to be there. Yeah. This isn't a drag.
This
right.
is the whole team
yes.
doing this event. And I think it's amazing.
Kevin looked like he was making himself pretty comfortable.
Oh, he was
he's like watching
out.
TV.
Give him a pillow.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Someone else who is pretty comfortable here in Cleveland is Matt Dellavedova. And he has returned over the last couple of games. Great to see Deli back in the building. I always find it interesting to talk to somebody new about this, right? The reaction, you're down there on the floor. You see this. What is it like to be in the building? I mean, we have our headsets on. We get a pretty good sense of how people feel about Matt Dellavedova. But for somebody new to the organization, it's pretty neat, isn't it?
It was unbelievable, to be honest. When he was re-signed to the team, people's reaction on social media, I was like, wow, this guy is really loved. But when I was coming to the game, people were like, no, you're not prepared for what you're going to see.
Right.
He's like a Cavaliers legend here. And every time he not only goes into the game for the first time, but stands up off the bench, people start giving him a standing ovation. So it's been amazing to see. But just cool to have somebody like that back in the organization.
Right.
I think it gives fans something to look forward to. And he's had an immediate impact for this team right away.
You spent the last 2 years with the Spurs. And I would imagine from my personal experience with Manu Ginobili and what he meant not only to the Argentinian fans, to the 15 Argentinian fans that always make the noise, but to the whole community in San Antonio and how much he loves San Antonio. Does he equate,
does Deli equate to what Manu
meant to that town?
I think that's a great comparison. I think the time difference, obviously a little different. Manu was there for so long.
Sure.
But the same impact. When Manu went into the game, every single game, the crowd goes crazy. It's just right the first time he gets off the bench, that's how it was.
And the things
game.
They do on the court.
Almost hustle so stuff, similar right? Hustle stuff. Him going on to Fred McLeod, same Manu. That's a Manu play, so typical Manu. Yeah. So they bring the same energy there, that spark off the bench, and it's just something that those teams need.
You know, you mentioned the bench. Cavs bench has been pretty good all season. It's been even better since Dellavedova has arrived. I mean, the difference, he organizes them. It seems like he and Jordan Clarkson have clicked right off the bat.
Yeah, it's been really great to see. I think. For me, I didn't really know what to expect, and mm-hmm. he wasn't getting a ton of playing time in Milwaukee, right. So I was interested to see how he was going to integrate with this group. But you can just tell that he is a winner. He knows how to win games, so when he comes in, he can impact the offense right away. And he, like you mentioned, he's making those hustle plays that gets guys juiced up, because if you have someone that's going to go diving for a loose ball, even if it really means nothing, you're seeing them give that energy and make an impact in that way, and that's going to help other guys kind of pick up their game as well.
You bring up a good point, too. I mean, Dellavedova had played combined fewer than 100 minutes in Milwaukee.
He averaged
at the time of the
one
trade.
Point something.
Right. I mean, he was getting into the end of games, and, you know, he had, was out of the Mike Budenholzer's, you know, rotation. And now, you know, he's getting a chance to play with some of these younger guys. I think Nance has benefited from Dellavedova's arrival, too.
I think everybody has. And to your point about the bench, before Deli came in, the bench as a unit has scored 50 points in 7 games during the season. In the 4 games that Delhi played all the way until the loss last weekend, the matinee against Philadelphia, they scored 50 points in 3 straight games. And Delhi has averaged in double figures. So I still go back to what I told you earlier, that I think Delhi was paying a little bit for what for what he did to Atlanta.
Mike Budenholzer remembers the torment that Delhi gave. Rafa joked before, this desk uh-huh. was made from the championship floor. Rafa had joked that it was right here where right Al Horford got ejected for getting irritated at Matt Dellavedova. I mean, and you know, in your experience, Kaylee, that can be so contagious, just the hustle and the work on the defensive end, right?
Absolutely. I think that's something that in San Antonio people would equate Manu to, is they're like, when he would come into the game, especially the last 2 years when he's 40 years old,
right.
He'd come in and he's just throwing his body around. And that's what Delhi essentially does too, is he comes in and he's just willing to make those hustle plays, get guys energized, get them going, and he just serves as that spark off the bench.
You know what? I'm going to bring a bat next time we play at home, through the home game, to see if Delhi can do what Manu did. Do you remember that time when everybody was trying to get the bat? And Manu just like grabbed it in the middle. Manu just grabbed it in midair and I gave it over to.
Yeah, that would be great if you brought a bat. That's a great idea.
Everybody feels better. Everybody feels better when Delhi is in the game. And I always say, you know, when you're working with kids, they always tell them, you know, it's not all about winning.
Right.
It's all about competing and everything. And I always, with Delhi, and my experience with him from when I came in, my first year was Delhi's first chance of really making an impact with this team. So I got to travel with him and Joe Harris a lot on the road. And it feels good to be surrounded by good humans. And Delhi's one of them.
Right.
So here's my question for you. Gotten to Cleveland a couple of months ago now,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I know you were looking for restaurants. I know that's a big deal for
yes.
you. Have you found anything to your liking as of yet? Or are you still looking
I'm still looking. Right. I mean, I'm really open to it. So I actually put it out on social media. I was like, listen, you responded to me, actually.
Of course. Gee, what a shock.
It's like, new to Cleveland.
An opportunity to do something on social media. Go ahead.
Big foodie town. Boo over here is our foodie master
Ryan
as
Banks,
well. She's
yes.
going to give me a list too that she said. But still just want to get a feel for the good restaurants in the city, because everyone is telling me how great of a food town it is.
It is. Rafa, go ahead.
Well,
You can recommend. Go ahead.
John Michael and myself will take you to Barroco, which is okay. the Caps' shoe favorite spot.
That is a good spot.
And it's a family spot. And
where is it?
J. Mike. They got 3 locations mm-hmm. now
okay.
in Larchmere.
Saw the new one
in
Crocker
Lakewood,
the other day.
In Crocker Park. Yeah. It's awesome. So we'll take you there. Our friend Juan will host us. And Boo likes, you like the big plate.
Yeah. Whatever you get the
anything
most.
Anything with like the big plate, right. Joe Michael
I'll
will take
that. Right.
And the mojitos are really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, okay.
We'll go. So, we'll enjoy
right.
ourselves.
We'll make an outing.
Let's do it.
And go to Barroco's.
Kaylee's Corner right here on Cavs Ooh. HQ. I like it. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, guys.
More Cavs HQ right after this.
Hi, son. You're on speaker. Just got back from the park. Guess I'm getting used to civilian life. Mom's here too.
Hi, honey. Just making dinner. Your sister's into this gluten-free thing. Am I boring you, dear?
It's just good to hear your voice, Mom.
A call from home takes you home. AT&T proudly offers wireless and TV discounts to military veterans and their families. Get started in store or visit att.com/military savings for details. Coverage not available everywhere. Exclusions, eligibility, and other restrictions apply.
Cowabunga, Cleveland. Get to the queue Wednesday, December 26th for the Monsters Nickelodeon Night featuring Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Your monsters will wear special TMNT-themed jerseys as they battle the Foot Clan of Rochester. Meet your favorite turtles on the concourse. Plus, the first 2,500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a Ninja Turtle mask. Get your tickets now at clevelandmonsters.com. Monsters Hockey. Come to play.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Just keep breathing. Global pop sensation Ariana Grande live in concert. The Sweetener World Tour 2019. Quicken Loans Arena, March 28th, with very special guests. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The number one selling album, Sweetener, is available everywhere. There's more at arianagrande.com.
I'm living, so we turning up.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack.
Thompson ahead to Sexton. Sexton to the basket. He hammers it home.
Get four tickets and four fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket.
Pivot steals back to Osmond for a three. Jetty knocks it down.
Get your Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack today at Cavs.com/offers. Four tickets and four fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket. Let's go, Cavs.
We are back on Cavs HQ, John Rafa, and another one of our regulars.
El Lobo.
Joe Gabriel from Cavs.com. Good to see you, buddy.
Hi, guys. Yeah, hey.
I like your sweatshirt.
Oh, thanks.
Century Alley's Pork Store, for those on the radio side.
Well, I feel kind of bad because, I mean, you guys are looking so festive, and I come in rolling like Johnny Cash, you know,
I'm all like man
in black.
More festive than a pork store.
Yeah, that's
nice. I guess. I mean, yeah, pork is pretty festive.
It's
yeah.
like Chico's Bail Bond.
It's the other whiteness.
Very similar to that, yeah.
Century Alley's Pork Store. Well, for those familiar with the show, you know what comes next. Joe, every week, brings something that we don't know what comes next. And what do you got for us, buddy?
Well, I mean, we're on the road a lot.
So, we are.
Over the end of the month. So I wanted to get us kind of cracking and do a lightning round.
All right.
And I brought my paper and my glasses. So I'm ready to roll today.
By the way, six of seven games to finish the year on the road.
Right, exactly. So we're gonna be gone a while. I wanted to kind of get us all on the same page here.
Because we have such a big budget, you also will be running the
sound effect.
So Joe,
come on, who doesn't love?
Can you explain how the sound effects work?
Well, I mean, it's arbitrary. So I mean, correct answers will be obviously this.
That's nice. All right,
and then. We have all kinds of stuff. Hey, this is high-tech stuff here, man.
That's nice.
High-tech.
So just to check, for example, Michigan had a big role on the Browns game.
Don't start.
You know what's even funnier? We should also explain this to the audience. We have earpieces in so we can hear Joe can't hear anything. That's how high budget this show
right,
is.
Exactly.
Joe's in charge of the sound effects, and he can't even hear them.
Right, exactly.
But you're doing a great job. So don't go off the page.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, they're just fun to play with. So,
this is precisely what I did not want to have.
See, yeah. I know. Let's start, because again, this has to be, we have to be, it's lightning round.
Quick.
So, Colin Sexton, will he make the all rookie first team? And again, this is a crowded point guard field here.
I like Colin, but I think that's a tall order.
I say no because of what's going on.
Wait,
there's only one point guard. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I say no.
Okay, it's going to be tough.
When's the sound effect come? At what point?
Well,
is there a right or a wrong?
But I mean, you guys are kind of.
If you agree with us, you're giving us a ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
That's the way this works. Right, there's a right answer. It's my answer.
That's what I was getting at.
Now, here's a right or wrong one. Can you spell the Greek freak's last name?
You want to go first?
I can go ahead. Give a shot. I'm going to keep my buzzer ready.
A N T E K O M B O.
Ready for this?
Yes, yes.
A N T E
T O
T O K O U N M P O.
Oh my God, that is outstanding right there.
Thanks.
And you pronounce it?
I Adetokounmpo.
Adetokounmpo.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now we're gonna stray from basketball a little bit. Is it acceptable to get plastered at the Christmas office party?
No.
What do you mean no?
Under no circumstances. No.
You used to be, see, Jolly Rafa would have said yes.
That's a good point.
In fact, that is absolutely incorrect.
And by the way,
what do you say, John
you
Michael?
Got a buzzer? No, come on.
No?
Speaking of Jolly Rafa, we had a Christmas party when I worked for the brewing company at the New York City Library.
Did the rules change
and
if you work for Rafa a brewing company?
Rafa answered yes. It was perfectly okay to get plastered.
Right. So it is.
The rules
perfect.
Change if you work Depends. For a brewer, like a brewery.
Yeah, right. But I mean,
that's a little bit different.
I think you should get complete amnesty for getting a hammered at the office
and
party.
And the way the story ends is that I ended up reading. I was reading the dictionary,
writing.
And somebody came over and said, "You can't be here. What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm reading." He goes, "That's the dictionary." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm learning the words."
At some point, did you ride something like a stationary animal?
Seems to be a Rafa tradition.
Yeah, did you get on something?
Like
a statue of some kind or okay. Let's move on. Will the Cleveland Browns win the NFC North next year? It's a tough one for you, buddy.
Well,
yes.
AFC North, I believe you meant to
AFC,
say.
AFC, I'm sorry.
Yes.
North.
And the NFC North.
John
too.
Michael.
I think they're going to have a good season. I think they're going to improve upon their record, but I don't think they win. I don't think they win the division next year.
Who's going to get better than them next year?
I still think
I mean, Roethlisberger is getting old.
I understand.
The Ravens are going through a transition. They might have a new head coach.
I don't like the Bengals next year.
The Browns are.
I think the Ravens are getting younger now. The new quarterback.
Yeah,
I mean,
they need a little another dimension. I think, and they're gonna have a new head coach probably.
Not arguing with you. I'm just
Rafa,
saying. I'm just saying it's going to be a difficult.
I agree with Rafa on this one. I think next year is the year. Right. And I'm kind of being a homer too.
That's
so
by the way, nothing wrong with that.
Let's stick with the Browns a little bit. Okay. Who's more dangerous, Baker Mayfield or Matthew Dellavedova? Who's more dangerous?
Well,
I mean, because Matthew Dellavedova has a chance of coming out of the off the playing surface and like literally crashing into someone.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, yeah, and Baker
does not have
Baker
that.
Also
probably Baker he's just dangerous to his opponent.
To say to
Baker
that.
Has an opportunity to be more opportunities to be dangerous, but also while trying to be dangerous, he also has the opportunity to be generous, meaning. You know, throwing it to the wrong color. So I'll go with Delly.
Delly more dangerous than?
I just don't even know what to say. No, I'm gonna go. I'll just to not
let
agree
me see.
With Rafa.
Let
I'll
me
say.
Ask,
I'll say Baker.
Let me ask Horford and Korver. They vote for Delly.
That's well said.
Best fashion sense. And we've talked about this before. Kevin Love or Jordan Clarkson?
Oh,
best what?
Fashion sense.
It depends.
Oh, dude, they don't compare though.
Okay, go ahead. So what's your answer?
Because
Kevin is dashing.
Now that I can wear Banana Republic, I go with Kev.
Kev, okay. Yeah. I'm going to say.
You see, Jordan takes risks. Jordan
exactly, and that risks. Is the.
So. Yeah, but I think Kevin wears more stuff that I would dare to wear than what Jordan wears.
So he's comparing.
No one would dare to wear what. Right.
I'm much like Kevin
only
Love.
Only Jordan can wear what Jordan
and
wears.
That's a good point. And that only Jordan Clarkson can wear. It's like Jordan brand, I call
when's
it.
Kevin Love going to send me at least like a Banana Republic turtleneck or something?
Under what?
You
do
that like a turtleneck.
Why would he send you that?
I keep plugging his style.
I know. Oh.
I also wear a ton of Banana Republic. Kevin's never given me anything. Not a jacket or a turtleneck.
His own ad campaign probably doesn't compare to Rafa pumping his tires.
Yeah, if he's out there watching,
Joe's wearing a Satriali's pork store.
Right, come on,
sweatshirt, Kev.
A little bit, you know. Okay, here's another figure that we've discussed on the show a lot, Fredo Corleone.
Yeah,
Fredo.
I'm in now.
Is Fredo a tragic figure or is he Hyman Roth's rat? I mean, is he?
No, he's. I don't think he's a tragic.
I think
figure.
He's just a victim of his low IQ.
No, I don't. That's a good answer.
That is a really
good answer,
yes.
But that's no reason not to hold it against him what he did.
So you
never
say,
go against the family.
He threw the family out of the bus. I mean, he put his winner. Own. Yeah.
Correct.
Put his own family.
So you don't
at
say
risk.
Tragic figure. You also say
he's not a tragic
rat.
Figure.
Yeah. Rat. Come on. I mean, I know, but he's Fredo. He's
I don't feel
lovable.
Like
and
he got abused, but
he kind of isn't.
God, you guys are so tough. Best Christmas villain.
This is our last one, I'm told. Because we have
this is the last one. Okay, we got to do two more. The best Christmas villain, the Grinch, Mr. Potter from It's a Wonderful Life, Scott Farkas from Christmas Story, or Hans Gruber.
Ooh.
I will go with Hans because there's no Christmas starting until Hans Gruber falls off the Nakatomi Tower.
Yeah, see, that's a loaded question because I don't think it. I don't want to go back.
That's incorrect.
I don't know the other three.
Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Therefore, the Grinch is my answer.
Correct. Any answer besides Hans Gruber would have worked because Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
Nice. All right, last one.
Why my last one real quick? Is it right or wrong that after a game, after the whole crowd clears out, I'll walk around looking for ticket stubs because I want the free McNuggets on the way home.
I do that too.
I don't think there's anything wrong with
you
that.
You do it too?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel better now.
I think it's a little odd, but I don't think anything's wrong with
it. I'll like in the parking garage if I see one, I'll pick it up and go home and get my McNuggets, right?
Yeah.
I was actually,
They got 100 points. Okay. That's all you need. Joe G, thanks for this.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, we'll be back to wrap things up on Cavs HQ right after this.
I actually got a double because I'm going to get McNuggets and a curly fry for the interception.
Metallica World Wired Tour live. Friday, February 1st, Quicken Loans Arena. Metallica. Buy tickets at theqarena.com. The venue box office. All Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart locations are by phone. World Wired Tour. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which Metallica.
Thinking about buying a mattress online? Don't be fooled. Not every mattress is the same. One size doesn't fit all. Before you shop online, before you make a mistake, shop LeVins. Our sleep specialists will assist you in finding the perfect mattress that fits your comfort and your budget. As the leading mattress retailer, we carry all the top name brands at the lowest prices guaranteed. Shop our freestanding mattress stores or inside a LeVin furniture showroom today.
Come on, we're going to be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I got to find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/e-bill to get started.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Celebrate the holiday season with Cavs basketball at the Q.
Goes baseline as Clarkson. Circus shot, he scores! Oh, what a move by Clarkson!
The Cavs take on the Chicago Bulls on Sunday, December 23rd. Tip-off is at 6. All fans will receive a Channing Frye Fathead presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Direct traffic goes to the basket, puts it up. Oh, blocked by Tristan Thompson!
Great seats are still available, so act now. Get your tickets today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart.
Back to close up shop here on Cavs HQ. Kept Joe Gabriel around. Why? Because we didn't want to shift. We didn't
want
to take the energy
so
to shift ourselves back. back into two-man position. So just sit there. The show will be over in a couple of minutes.
I'll just sit here.
But I want to go back to the McNuggets.
Yeah, you had a great idea.
I think they should change the promotion. And every time Channing Frye scores the 100th point, like he did a couple of games ago, McDonald's should give us McNuggets and French fries.
That's an excellent promotion. I think when the Cavs are at 97 – Coach Drew should call a timeout with Channing in the game just for that.
Hit a three. I like that idea. Let's talk. We'll talk to our
And just one more thing. Remember, we had that show a couple of weeks ago, and the whole question about whether Home Alone is a Christmas movie or not.
No, no. Yeah.
And you and John said no.
Yes.
Well, I posed the question to our millions of followers on Twitter, and, you know, obviously there was a debate here.
You think this would be getting brought up if it didn't go in his favor?
Right.
By the way.
Is Home Alone a Christmas movie? 89% of 4,648 voters say yes.
That was Chris Fedor voting like 700 times.
And El Perro said, how can this not be a Christmas movie?
So it's a Christmas movie, fine. Right, but Die Hard is not.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think Die Hard is.
All right, you win, Rafa. You feel better about it?
No, I don't win. It's the question that was pending.
You're the winner.
And our audience wanted to find out the answer. And Home Alone is a Christmas movie.
Well, our fans
and I am getting my McNuggets with Joe G on my way to the plane today.
I like that. Hey, thanks for joining us. Happy holidays, everyone, from our Cavs HQ family to yours.
Oh, Delhi! Hasta la vista, baby!
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind. Saucy Brew Works, born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Millions of fans have made this show their rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, presented by Hallmark Channel. December 30th, two shows, 3 and 8 p.m. at Quicken Loans Arena. Reserve seats on sale now to QArena.com and LiveNation.com. Minutemen HR welcome Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Ghosts of Christmas Eve.